From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an Afghan army unit near a military academy in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 11 soldiers and wounding at least 16 more. Islamic State claimed responsibility. This follows a weekend of tragedy in which a suicide attack left 103 dead and 235 wounded. Nazif Shahrani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, under this president, maybe there is direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they are using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Dakar is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting on Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Dakar for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog chief Hisham Geneina. Geneina had been working to elect a former military chief of staff to unseat President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi during March voting. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an unauthorized rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters, breaking into the office. Officials claim someone had reported a bomb threat. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. If he did that, says South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Everybody in the White House knows it'd be the end of President Trump's presidency if he fired Mr. Mueller.
President Trump last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interests to help him defeat his Democratic challenger in the 2016 election. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said today that Japanese companies need to accept that Britain will no longer be a part of the European Union and to draw their own conclusions. Le Drian responded to a question about how Japanese companies are to deal with Britain's break from the EU. He said, I would want to see France welcome as many Japanese companies as possible, but it's up to Japanese companies to work for their own interest. The Colombian rebel group, the National Urban War Front of the ELN, is suspected of weekend bombings that killed seven police and injured dozens of others days after the government sought a new ceasefire. Authorities initially blamed drug gangs over the attacks. Five police officers were killed and 41 injured by a bomb that exploded at their station during the morning roll call, one of the deadliest attacks on security personnel in recent years. Cuban President Raul Castro unveiled a statue of Cuban national hero José Martí in Havana, a replica of the original one located in New York's Central Park. The statue was donated by the Bronx Museum of the Arts as a symbol of friendship between the two peoples. Joseph Mizzi is the chairman of the museum.
To the realization of this project and to its significance as a gesture of the enduring friendship between the people of the U.S. and the people of Cuba.
The statue depicts Martí at the time of his fall at the Battle of Dos Ríos in 1895 in eastern Cuba. Martí struggled from a young age to free Cuba from Spanish colonial rule until his death in battle at the age of 42. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice.